latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Manchester City headlines, and City have been drawn to face Monaco in the second round of the Champions League, with the first leg to be played at the Etihad Stadium. City were the first club to come out of the hat during Monday's draw for the last 16 in Neon. Pep Guardiola's men could have faced much tougher opposition, given that they finished second behind Barcelona in Group C. Well, Group E winners Monaco finished with 11 points from their six matches, as Leonardo Jardim's side beat Tottenham home and away, both times by a 2-1 scoreline. The Principality club are currently second in the French Ligue 1, 1 point behind leaders Nice and 3 points clear of Paris Saint-Germain in third. PSG, incidentally, drew Barcelona in the last 16, with Arsenal again paired with Bayern Munich and Leicester City left to face Sevilla. Well, City's director of football, Chiqui Baguirastain, was happy with his side's draw, but warned that Monaco will pose a tough test. He told BT Sport, "We're happy to be here, and then we've avoided Real Madrid and Barcelona. Monaco are playing probably the best football in France now, in a group with Tottenham and Bayer Leverkusen. They were top, and they've got young players and a lot of talent. It's a new adventure for everybody here, and it's a good draw. We want to be offensive and play attacking football, and Monaco want to as well." Those are the words of Chiqui Baguirastain. He's absolutely right about Monaco's offensive play. They've actually scored 53 goals in the league so far in 17 matches and have a plus 37 goal difference in France. One of their star young talents is Kylian Mbappe. He's been linked to City in recent times, and he's likely to take centre stage over the two legs, which will take place in February and early March.